Talking about high school basketball here, the Thayer Bobcats got a win last night on day three of the Family Pharmacy Shootout in Mountain Grove. The Bobcats defeated Class 2, number one ranked Hartville 56-49. In the win, the Bobcats were led by senior Hollis Deckard with 17, followed by Dominic Boyce with 13. After the win, Redbone Mike Crace got a word with Bobcat head coach Matt Pitts on how he felt with the win after facing a tough loss to West Plains on Thursday.
And that's the thing. There's a lot of guys over there that can play, and there were some guys that had to sit tonight that, we got to be accountable, and there's things we got to do. And when that lineup got to clicking, that's what we were going to ride with. And, last night we did, you nailed it. You're black and white. You're right. We were not very good, and today had a little more energy. Being able to get that done without Riley being out there is a big deal because he's a big piece. And that's one we can build on there. That's a good one. And I was really pleased with how we responded to last night.
Also in the Family Pharmacy Shootout yesterday, it was Norwood defeating Mountain Grove 63-58. Yesterday in the Sparta Trojan Boys Invitational, it was Gainesville beating Galena 85-81. Ava defeated Willow Springs 58-53. Other games around the region yesterday consisted of, in boys basketball, it was Houston beating Bourbon 72-31. Dixon beat Licking 54-51. Salem, Missouri beat Owensville 64-46. Flippin beat Bergman 59-51. Salem, Arkansas beat Cave City 62-52. Mountain Home beat Greenwood 54-36. Melbourne beat Valley Springs 70-38. In girls basketball yesterday, it was Melbourne over Valley Springs 60-46. Mountain Home defeated Greenwood 69-40. And Salem, Arkansas got a win over Cave City 59-31. In high school basketball today, it'll be the Sparta Trojan Boys Invitational, Ava playing Gainesville, and the 2025 Lady Tiger Invitational, Willow Springs will play Chadwick. Liberty will play Gainesville. In boys basketball around the region, it'll be Liberty hosting Russellville, Viola hosts Calico Rock, Melbourne hosts Cave City. In girls basketball, the Thayer Lady Cats will travel to Fair Grove, Viola will host Calico Rock, and Melbourne will host Cave City. Talking about some college basketball here, college basketball fans across the region will have plenty of action to watch today, with several key matchups on tap involving local and regional programs. In Fayetteville, number 15 Arkansas will defend their home court as they host the Kentucky Wildcats in a marquee SEC showdown. The Razorbacks enter the weekend ranked 15th in the nation and look to build momentum against one of the league's traditional powerhouses. In Jonesboro, the Arkansas State Red Wolves will be back home as they welcome the Marshall Thundering Herd in the Sun Belt Conference action. Up in Columbia, the Missouri Tigers will host the Mississippi State Bulldogs in another important SEC matchup as both teams continue conference play. In Springfield, the Missouri State Bears will be at home tonight taking on the Jacksonville State Gamecocks in non-conference action. And in West Plains, the MSU West Plains Grizzlies will host the State Fair Community College Roadrunners as the Grizzlies look to protect their home floor and continue building towards postseason play. Wrapping up our sports today, talking about our St. Louis Blues here. The Blues are back home tonight in St. Louis to host the Columbus Blue Jackets. The puck will drop at 6 o'clock on ESPN.